And Yitzchak went up from there to Be'er Sheva. Rashbam explains that Yitzchak was afraid to stay in this area because he had so many problems with the Be'eros. Therefore, he moved away from Nachal Gror and he settled in Be'er Sheva. And Hashem appeared to him on that night. And Hashem said, "Anochi Elokei Avram Avicha, I am the God of Avram your father. Al tira, do not be afraid, Yitzchak, ki itzcha anochi, because I am with you. Uverachticha, and I will bless you. Verbesi ezaracha, I will multiply your children. Ba'avur Avram Avdi, because of Avram my servant." Vayivin Shem Mizbeach, and Yitzchak built a Mizbeach over there. Vayikor b'shem Hashem, and he called in the name of Hashem. He davened to Hashem. Vayet Shem Aholoi, and he pitched his tent over there. Vayichru Shem Avde Yitzchak Be'er. And the servants of Yitzchak dug over there a well. Vavimelech Holach Elav Migror. And Avimelech went after him from Gerar. Vachuzas Mereehu, with a group of his friends. Ufichol Sar Tzvoi. And also with Fichol, the general of his army. Vayomer aleihem Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said to them, "Madua avosem eloi? Why did you come to me? V'atem sineisem oisi? You hated me. V'teshalachuni me'itzchem, and you sent me away from you." Vayomer, and they said, "Ro'oi ro'inu? See, we have seen. We saw it in your father, and now we see it in you. Ki Hashem imoch, that Hashem is with you." Vayomer, we said, "Tihi no olo? Let it be now. The oath, Beinoisenu, that was between us, between me and your father, Beinenu uveinecha, should now be between us and you. V'nichros of bris imach, and we will enter into a covenant, into a bris with you. Im ta'ase imonu ra, that you shall not do bad to us, kasher lo niganucha, just like we did not touch you when we sent you away. V'chasher asinu imcha rak toiv, like we did only good to you. V'nishalecha chavisholoim, and we sent you away in peace. Ata, you also should do to us the same. Ata now, Baruch Hashem, you who are blessed by Hashem." Chamishi, Vayas lahem mishte, and he made for them a party, Vayochlu vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. Vayashkimu vaboiker, and they got up in the morning, Vayishavu ish leochiv, and one swore to his brother, Vayishalachim Yitzchak, and Yitzchak sent them away, Vayelchu meitu bisholoim, and they went from him in peace. Vayihi bayomahu, and it was on that day, Vayavoyu avde Yitzchak, Vayagiduloi, and the servants of Yitzchak came to him and told him, Al oidois habe'er asher chafaru, concerning the well that they dug. Vayermuloi, and they said to him, "Matsanu moyim, we found water," because the pasuk earlier said in Perik Chavo, pasuk Chav Hey, that the servants of Yitzchak dug a be'er. Over here, they said that they found water. Vayikra oisa Shiva, and he called her by the name of Shiva. He called the well Shiva, which means Shvua. We swore to each other and entered into a covenant over here. Akein shemo ir be'er Sheva arayim azeh. Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheva until this day. And the Mefarshim ask, didn't Avram name the city Be'er Sheva earlier? If you look in Parshas Vayera, Perikov Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, Alkein Korla Mokem Ahu Be'er Sheva, Kisham Nishbu Shnehem. So it was already from Avram's time that it was called Be'er Sheva. So why was Yitzchak calling it again by the name Be'er Sheva? Rashbam learns that these were two different places. Avram's city Be'er Sheva was not the same Be'er Sheva as Yitzchak. And therefore, Avram named his city Be'er Sheva, and Yitzchak named his city also Be'er Sheva. In the Sefer Bechor Shor, he says that really this is the same Be'er Sheva. It's just that Avram named La Mokoy Mahu Be'er Sheva. He named the place, the immediate place. But Yitzchak went and named the whole city Be'er Sheva. Alkein Shem Ho'ir Be'er Sheva Ad Hayom Azeh. Vayihi Esav Ben Arboim Shana. And Esav was 40 years old when he got married. And Rashi says that Esav was compared to a chazir, a pig. Just like a pig is a non-kosher animal, but sticks out his feet to show that he has split hooves as if he is kosher. So too, Esav was like that. For the first 40 years of his life, he used to snatch away wives from their husbands. But when he reached the age of 40, he said, "My father got married at 40, so therefore I must also get married at 40. He was like the pig. The pig wants to show that he's kosher. So did Esav want to show that he was kosher by getting married at the same age as his father did. Vayikach Isha as Yehudis bas Be'eri Achiti. He took as a wife Yehudis, the daughter of Be'eri Achiti, bas Bosmas bas Eloin Achiti, and Bosmas, the daughter of Eloin Achiti. And they were a rebellious spirit to Yitzchak and Rivka. And Rashi says that they used to worship Avodah Zarah. V'ayin b'sefer Lekach Toiv, who asks that how was Yitzchak able to be fooled to think that Esav was a tzaddik if he married such wicked women? Ayin b'sefer Lekach Toiv, who discusses the inyan. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chavov va'achuzas me're'ehu. Kitagumoi, like Targum says, v'siyas merachamoi, which means siyas me'ayhavov, a group from his friends. According to this pshat, va'achuzas is like as if it said va'achuzo, a group, me're'ehu, from his friends. It was one group from many of his friends. The tough is not attaching the word to the next word. Typically, when you have a tough at the end of the word, it means va'achuzas, a group of, me're'ehu. But since me' means from, it would not make sense to say a group of from his friends. So therefore, if you learn like this pshat, we are not really touching the tough at the end of the word. It's as if it says va'achuza and a group, me're'ehu, from his friends. One group from his friends. V'yesh paisrin, there are those who explain, me're'ehu, the word me're'ehu, mem mi'yisoyed ha'teva, the mem is part of the root of the word, kimoi, shloshim mereim de'shimshin, 30 friends of Shimshin. The word mereim, the mem does not mean from, but rather it is part of the root of the word. What do you gain by saying me're'ehu, that the mem is part of the root of the word? Kidei, in order, shetia tevas v'achuzas tivuka, in order that the word v'achuzas, with the tav at the end, is attached to the next word. Typically, va'achuzas should mean a group of. And if you teach me're'ehu, the mem is part of the root of the word, and me're'ehu means friends, it makes sense. Va'achuzas, a group of, me're'ehu, his friends. But there is a problem according to this pshat. Aval ein derech ledaber al ha'malchus kein. It is not proper to speak about a king like that. Si'as oyhavov, one group of his friends. Shem kein called si'as oyhavov hoylich imoy. It's mashma that all the groups of his friends went with him, and he only had one group. Because if you type va'achuzas me're'ehu means a group of me're'ehu, his friends, it would come out that all his friends only comprised one group. Therefore, it is better to explain it like the first lashon, which we said va'achuzas means a group, me're'ehu, from his friends. And do not ask concerning the tav at the end of the word, because typically the tav seems to attach it to the next word. Al tav shel achuzas, on the tav of achuzas, v'af al pishein teva smucha, although it is not attaching it to the word afterwards. Yesh dugmasa b'mikra, we have other places in the psukim that the tav is extra at the end of the word. Ezras meitzar, and also the pasuk shikares v'loy miyoyin. Just like by the word Ezras, the tav is extra, shikares, the tav is extra, so too over here we can say achuzas, the tav is extra. So basically Rashi is saying that v'achuzas me're'ehu can be translated in one of two ways. Either v'achuzas is like the word achuza, a group, me're'ehu, from his friends, which means it was one group of the many friends that he had, and the tav at the end of the word achuzas is extra, or we taish v'achuzas means a group of, and it is attached to the word next to it, a group of me're'ehu, his friends, and the mem is part of the sharish of the word. But according to this pshat, it is mashma that all he had was one group of friends. So Rashi achuzas lashin kavutza ve'aguda, an expression of a group, shenechozim yachad, who are attached and grouped together. Zok Rashi, roi roinu, what is the double lashon? Roinu be'avicha, roinu bach. We saw this greatness in your father, and we see it in you too. Tehina ola be'nosenu. Ha'ola asher be'nosenu mimei avicha. Let the oath that was between us from the days of your father. Tehi gam ata be'nenu uve'necha. Let it also be between us and you today. Lo'i neganucha kisha amaynu lecha leich me'imanu. We did not touch you when we told you to leave us. Ato, gam ato aselonu. you should also do this to us, Kemoy Kane, like we did to you. Until now, Baruch Hashem, the one who is blessed by Hashem. And Yitzchak called the Be'er Shiva, Al Shem HaBris, because of the covenant. Really, it was called Shiva because of the Shvua. But the main purpose of the Shvua, the oath, was to enter into a bris. So Rashi, Ben Arboim Shana, Esav was 40 when he got married. Esav hoya nimshal lechazir. Esav was compared to a pig. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Yichar semeno chazir miyar. Hachazir hazeh kishuhu shoychev. This chazir, when it lies down, poishit lafav, it sticks out its hooves. Loimar to say, Ru'u, look, shani tar, that I am kosher, I have split hooves. Kach, elu, so are these type of people. Goizlim v'chomsin, they steal, umarim atzmom kisherim, and they try to show that they are decent people. Kol mem shono hoya Esav tzod noshim bitachas yad baleim. For the first 40 years of Esav's life, he was snatching women from their husbands. Uma'ana Esav, and he would violate them. But, kishahoya ben mem, when he reached the age of 40, Omar, he said, Abba, my father, ben mem shono noso, isha. At the age of 40, he got married. Afani came. I also have to do the same. Moiras ruach, they were a rebellious spirit. Loshen hamroas ruach, a rebellious spirit. Kemoi mamrim heyisem, you are rebellious. Kol maseim hayu lahachis uli tzavon. All their deeds were to anger and to sadden Yitzchak and Rivka. So Rashi li Yitzchak uli Rivka, shehayu oivdois avoydezara. They would worship Avodah Zarah. In that way, they were a rebellious spirit to Yitzchak and Rivka.